From the WGXE newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, September the 25th through Sunday, September the 27th. I'm Philip Grant. Claire Hughes reported in the Times Union that Columbia Memorial Hospital has asked the state health department to approve a plan to make Albany Medical Center its parent and co-operator. A review committee has recommended that the plan be approved. The final say rests with the State Public Health and Health Planning Council, which will consider the proposal at its October 8th meeting. The Hudson Bay Hospital argues the change would make the delivery of health services more efficient and stable in the region, while also saving costs. Columbia Memorial lost $2.2 million in 2013, more than $500,000 in 2014, and $400,000 in the first half of 2015. Hospital officials are keeping mum on the proposal until after the October 8th meeting. Road work on Route 23 on both sides of the Rip Van Winkle Bridge is planned this week. 511NewYork.com reports construction in both directions at Route 23 and New York 9G beginning October the 2nd with various lane closures. Signs are also up in Greene County along Route 23, warning that repaving projects begin next week with lane closures at times. Jim Plank reported in the Daily Mail that the Ulster County legislator who allegedly got into an altercation last week in Catterskill Clove was charged by the state police on Friday, September the 25th. Christopher Allen, 47, of Saugerties, was charged with third-degree assault and arraigned before Huntertown Justice William Simon. Allen was released on his own recognizances to come before the court at a later date. The arrest stems from a September 18th dispute that took place at a parking area off State Route 23A. HTC Director of Art Education, Rita Mary Montano Vining, had accompanied a group of students to a swimming hole parking lot to clean up the site and paint over the graffiti. The incident began when Allen went to park his car in the lot but found that some supplies were in his way. Montano Vining has said Allen became belligerent when she attempted to explain that he could not park there because of the ongoing work. Allen has repeatedly denied the accusation, saying Montano Vining wanted to discredit him and ruin his political career. Allen, a Democrat, is serving his first term as an Ulster County legislator and is seeking re-election in November. No date was announced for Allen's next court appearance. Matthew Hamilton at Capital Confidential is reporting a Siena College poll released last week showed voters statewide back increasing the minimum wage to $15 as proposed by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, 59% to 38%. The results were similar to what Quinnipiac University found in one of its statewide polls the previous week. In the Siena survey, the Common Core standards and their implementation did not garner nearly the same kind of endorsement. Only 19% said the implementation improved public education. 38% of the voters called the standards too demanding, 20% said they're not good enough, and 23% said they are just right. Siena surveyed 817 voters statewide. The Mid-Hudson News Network reported that the State Public Service Commission held a hearing in Poughkeepsie on Thursday, September the 24th, as part of a series across the state to collect comment on proposed changes for assistance to low-income utility customers. The outreach is in response to the deregulation of utility companies statewide. A PSC spokesman said many people are losing their electric and heat service due to delinquency of payments. Many in attendance at the hearing shared stories of Central Hudson Gas and Electric shutting their power off in the middle of the winter. All who spoke were low-income customers, some elderly and many with children. In some cases, people said they had tried to negotiate a payment plan with their providers, but to no avail. The PSC will continue to take written public comments throughout the month. In our final story, Charlie Holmes reported in the Daily Mail that the town of Athens celebrated its 200th birthday this weekend with a picnic at the firehouse. Athens became a town in 1815, and it revolved around the shipping industry. Villagers were also employed in the commercial fishing industry and as ice harvesters. Athens Village historian Betty Jean Poole said, and I quote, "Lead Athens Road was called the Rope Walk, because they took the big ropes from the big sailing ships, walked up Lead Athens Road, and twisted them. They were hemp," end quote. The shipping industry and the ice houses, both major employees for local residents, began to die out in the 1930s and the 1940s, she said. Town Supervisor Joseph Arasi said, and I quote, "For 200 years, people have done special things, acted in special ways to make this a pretty special place," end quote. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon and a temperature high near 77 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 20%. For Monday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. The chance of precipitation for Monday night is 40%. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 76 degrees. Tuesday night, showers likely, cloudy with a low around 58. And on Wednesday, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 65 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 49. Sunrise today was at 6:49 a.m. and the sun will set at 6:41 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 28th day of September, 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.